It is time now for the clean joke of the day. And the clean joke is brought to you this morning by Mac Orthodontics. You can go to macortho.com and find out more details. Start loving your smile. Now here's Nikki.
A butcher notices a dog in his shop, so he shoos him away. But later he notices that the dog came back. So he goes over to the dog and he sees a note in his mouth. It says, "Can I have 12 sausages and a leg of lamb, please?" The dog also has money in his mouth. The butcher looks, and lo and behold, there's a $10 bill, so he takes the money and puts the sausages and lamb in the bag, places it in the dog's mouth. Butcher's really impressed. Since it's close to closing time, he decides to close the shop and follow the dog. The dog's walking down the street. When he comes to an intersection, he puts down the bag, jumps up, presses the crosswalk button. Then he waits patiently. When the light turns, he walks across the street. Butcher following him along the way. The dog then comes to a bus stop. He looks at the scheduled, but Butcher is in awe at this point. Dog sits on one of the benches and waits for the bus. When one comes, he walks around the front, looks at the number, then goes back to his seat. Another bus comes. Again, the dog goes, looks at the number, notices it's the right bus, and gets on. The butcher, by now open mouth, gets on the bus with him. The bus travels through town, gets out in the suburbs. The dog looks at the scenery. Eventually, he gets up, moves to the front of the bus. He stands on his two back paws and pushes the button to stop the bus. He gets off, grocery still in his mouth. Dog and butcher walking along the road. The dog turns to a house, walks up the path, drops the groceries on the step. He then walks back down the path, takes a big run, throws himself whap against the door. He goes back down the path, runs up to the door, and whap! Throws himself against it again. There's no answer at the house, so the dog goes back down the path, jumps up on a narrow wall, and walks along the perimeter of the garden. He gets to a window, beats his head up against it several times. Then this big guy opens the door, starts yelling at the dog. The butcher runs up, stops the guy. "What are you doing? This dog's a genius. He could be on TV, for heaven's sakes." The guy responds, "Genius? This is the second time this week he forgot his key."